have an army. We have a Hulk.
Welcome to We Have a Hulk Pod. I'm Nicola.
And I'm Chris.
And happy Star Wars Day.
May the 4th
be with you. Nice. So this is a teeny tiny pod to celebrate May the 4th.
A teeny weeny tiny pod.
So we're going to be talking about some of our favourite things from Star Wars. We're going to reveal the Twitter results, the Twitter poll results, and we're going to have a Star Wars quiz where we'll be joined by Dave and Lou from Jack and the Geek's Dog podcast/blog. Ben from Nerd Chatting Podcast, and Marcus, who's a film and TV blogger from our Twitter community.
Woohoo!
Ooh, so that is probably the highlight of this podcast. Yeah, quite a lot of fun.
And feel free to skip to that bit.
Yeah. Thanks for you all for taking part. And I can say that everyone dressed for the occasion, except for me. Yeah. Well, I didn't either. No, I don't think Lou did. I don't think the women did, but it's fine.
The women. Yeah, I'm happy to join that group. That's fine.
No, they all had amazing tops on, t-shirts, didn't they? I think Ben was wearing the Hard Rock Cafe style.
Oh, yeah.
Katana.
Mos Eisley Cantina.
That's the one.
Katana.
Katana. That's a sword, jeez. Dear.
Always got knives on the brain.
Marcus was wearing a Star Wars Episode 4 A New Hope t-shirt.
Nice.
And I think possibly the best dressed for tonight's award goes to Dave.
Yep.
He was wearing like a Beatles inspired
crossover tee between like Beatles and the Abbey Road one where they're walking across the road.
So it was like Stormtroopers.
Yep. Yeah.
And also an amazing Star Wars The Force Awakens hat. Touche. You win that one.
Touche.
So yeah, they're gonna be playing against each other, so it's gonna be Team Chewbacca versus Team X-Wing.
Yes.
So that's definitely one to look out for. So if you want to check any of these guys out, so Jack and the Geekstalk.
Jack and the Geekstalk are at Jack Geekstalk, and you can find them at jackandthegeekstalk.wordpress.com and also .podbean.com for their podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Nerds Chatting are at Nerds Chatting, and you can find them at nerdschatting.podbean.com.
Yep.
And Marcus is at The Marker Guy, and he can be found at themarkerguy.wordpress.com.
Yeah, so let's kick things off with some of our favourite things from Star Wars.
Sure.
So, favourite character first, what would you pick?
Han Solo.
Who would you pick? Yeah,
easy.
Fair enough. I think we got asked this the other day on our Q&A.
Yeah.
I think you picked Han Solo and I picked Chewbacca, because as you said, they were like the best couple in Star Wars.
It's true.
Yeah. But closely followed by like Yoda. I think he's pretty cool.
Yeah, okay.
Favourite lightsaber?
Favourite lightsaber? Maybe a blue one.
A blue one?
I don't know. Maybe the pink one. Mace Windu's one.
Oh, damn you. I was going to pick that. Really? Purple. Mace Windu is purple. Thank you. Sure. But yeah, I really like the purple one.
Yeah.
But how many colours do we actually have so
originally
far?
Originally there was three, wasn't there? And then...
Okay. I know we've got purple, we've got red, green, and blue.
Yeah. I think that pretty much covers it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Favourite theme?
Theme? What do you mean by theme?
As in like... song that's not a song sort of thing.
You mean like the Imperial March?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good question. Probably the Mos Eisley Cantina music.
Oh, okay. You must be reading my mind. I would have said that. Obviously, you've got to pick the Star Wars. What is it called? You know, the opening.
The like opening credits.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Okay, so possibly the hardest one. Favourite moment.
Favourite moment?
Ugh.
What are you doing to me? I don't know. What's yours?
Good question. I think the one that has the most emotion and possibly the most sort of importance would be in The Empire Strikes Back, right at the end when Darth tells him who his father is.
Yeah, it's a very iconic moment.
It is super
iconic.
Have you seen the new GIF though? It's got like googly eyes when he's like, "Noo!" And then it's quite funny.
My favourite moment's where the stormtrooper smashes his head into the door.
Oh yeah, that's quite funny actually. Actually, I really love, you know, in The Force Awakens when, what's his face, he's having a bit of a paddy.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren. And then they're like, back away. Possibly one of those. I also really, really like the one where, you know, it's Leia and Han, and Han's about to be frozen, and Leia's like, "I love you," and then he's like, "I know." But that is also good. So, yes. Yeah. So, we asked you guys on Twitter what your favourite film was, but you only get four options, so
you don't have the full range of choice.
No, so we put A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and The Force Awakens.
Yes.
So, drum roll. So, out of 370 votes, which is really impressive, thank you everyone for voting. Obviously, The Empire Strikes Back won.
Yeah, I mean, right. That was probably going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's quite a landslide victory.
That is, yeah. Let's go from order. So, 49%, The Empire Strikes Back. We then had Return of the Jedi with 22%.
That's interesting because, yeah, I thought people didn't like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, because of the whole Ewok thing.
That was the lowest one for most people. But yeah, that's probably my favourite, I think.
Really?
Maybe.
I would have thought it would have been A New Hope second.
Yeah, I think that would have made more sense, but I don't know.
But 15% coming in third is The Force Awakens.
Yes.
That beat number four with 14%, A New Hope. Surprising. What? I am so surprised.
Maybe it's just because The Force Awakens is more recent, so it's more like fresh on people's minds or
maybe.
Something. I don't know. Maybe people genuinely did prefer it.
I mean, I love The Force Awakens, but after watching it a couple of times, and I think after your kind of note saying it was just like a whole nostalgia thing. That it was pretty much the same as the original.
Yeah, it was pretty
similar. It kind of makes me think.
Yeah, I mean, I really like it, but it doesn't really get me those same feels that I had watching the original trilogy. Mm. So it doesn't quite match up for me.
Yeah. So get some feedback. So SDGS hashtag Geek Squad, they said for us it's Empire, but they did go on to their first tweet was, I think the originals are the best, and they had the gif of the sarcasm sign from Big Bang Theory.
You mean the prequels.
Yeah. Pow Science at Pow Science said, his is Empire, the kid Force Awakens, and I loved watching her love Rey, which is great. It's nice to get some, you know, like proper female heroines in it. Because, I mean, I think in the original trilogy, 4, 5, and 6, there was only like 2 or 3 female characters in like the whole cast.
That's true, actually, yeah.
Which is insane. So Dylan C, hashtag DC Bros Pod, at DC Bros Pod, said Empire, of course, but the prequels need some sort of love too. Albeit not the best films ever, lol.
Albeit.
Okay. Trevin Brady at T_Brady94 said Revenge of the Sith is my favourite Star Wars movie.
Mm.
Okay. Are you for real?
Sadist?
Interesting. The Asperger's Poet at Dr. Bob Christian said, Jedi is my favourite, but the greatest was Empire by a long shot. Okay. It's interesting to see that quite a lot of people do prefer Jedi, but they recognise that Empire was the best.
Yeah, I think you can say that with films. You can say objectively, like, this is a better film.
Yeah.
But subjectively, I prefer this one. So, yeah.
Comic Confidential at Comic Con Pod said, always Empire, but I have a love for all of them. Touché. Yeah. Chewbasha at Bash2110 said, good question. Rogue One will be my number two on my list after Empire. Empire is pretty much perfection, in my opinion. Now, very interesting. Quite a lot of people said, where's Rogue One when I put it up? And I was like, I forgot about that one. Yeah, no, I felt a bit bad. It's sort of like, it's the prequel, really, isn't it?
It's sort of like an in-betweener. Or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an in-betweeny thingy thing.
It's like a
bridge.
Tangent, like an offshoot, rather than a main series film, isn't it? I don't know.
Maybe. Behemoth Snapsy at TimPT84 said Rogue One. Am I allowed to say that? You're allowed to say whatever you want.
Of course.
Alex at Meta_content said Empire ofs. Nice. Jack in the Geek Stalk at Jack Geek Stalk said favours Jedi, but I acknowledge the best is Empire. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty much the same as Dr. Bob.
Yeah.
Thomas Kirk at Thomas Kirk M said I love 1, 2, and 3. Mine is Attack of the Clones.
Interesting.
And Red Matos at the Geek Recon said if listed, Rogue One would have gotten my vote a thumbs up.
Okay.
Intriguing. So once again, thank you very much for sending in your comments and partaking in the poll. So now we're having a little bit of fun with some other people from the Geekstalk community that we are part of. And we're going to do a Star Wars celebration quiz.
Woo!
Enjoy.
Oh, hello.
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 How's it going?
Hey.
This is kind of confusing.
How's this going to work?
This is the first time I've heard Marcus speak. Hang on, I want to listen to Marcus speak. Hello, say, Marcus, say something that will surprise us.
The fuck do you want me to say?
Oh, that'll do it.
Bless. Okay, so who do we want to be team-wise?
I'll be with Dave.
I knew you were going to say that.
Everyone's going to be Dave.
I'm really worried now that I've got this reputation. I'm going to bomb completely.
No pressure.
Very disappointing.
Or I'll be with Marcus.
Okay, so we've got Team Chewbacca and we've got Team X-Wing. Who wants to be who?
Oh.
You're right there, Dave.
I'm just really excited.
How do you choose between those two amazing things?
It depends on which you're better impressions at.
I'm going to have to go Chewbacca then.
Who was that?
That was Marcus. That was amazing.
Whoa. Have you been practicing?
Only a couple of years.
Nice. Okay, so I guess Ben and Hang on, Marcus.
I think I want to do it. I want to do a Chewbacca impression.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Was that Chewbacca drowning?
It didn't have Marcus's flair, did it? But I'm happy to be paired with Marcus on Team Chewbacca.
Okay.
I definitely can't do a Chewbacca impression.
So are you happy with X-Wing?
I'm fine with X-Wing.
Okay. What's the X-Wing sound?
I was just trying to remember that myself. I can't think what an X-Wing sounds like.
Got to jog my memory.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Meow.
It'll do. It'll do,
yeah. We got like a cat strapped to an X-Wing.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. They have mascots.
Yeah. You know, I saw a video today. Someone was flying a plane and then a cat was just like on the side of it. And then they noticed and they were like, shit.
I think I've seen that.
Crazy.
Hang on. This is an X-Wing. That's an engine hum of an X-Wing. Meh. Whatever.
If you can just replicate that, that'll be great.
Yeah. Just that one, please.
Just do a simple meow.
Yeah, that'll do.
I think that works.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Right. So, question one. Are we ready?
So, what have we got to do? So, if the question's for both Team Chewbacca and Team X-Wing. And if we know the answer, we have to make our assigned noise, which is for us. Marcus does his Chewbacca impression.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then for X-Wing, they do meow.
Yes. Perfect.
Okay, how many questions are there?
Well, we've got 10 and then we've got 11 just in case there's like a tie.
Yeah.
And is it 2 points for a right answer?
Sounds a bit complicated.
Yeah. Just 1 point if you're right.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Maybe.
So it's 1 point for them, 10 points for us.
Yes, that, I like that one.
You can just...
Oh, fighting talk.
Oh, you step to me? Okay.
I'm never this brave normally.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, so
okay.
I feel like we need some special effects, like doo da doom sort of thing.
No.
No? Okay. No. We need a countdown clock.
Do you have one of those countdown clocks?
You do, like game show things. Okay, right. First one will be probably the easiest. So, complete the phrase. Yes, a Jedi strength flows from the Force, but beware of...
Okay.
Team Chewbacca.
But beware of the dark side.
Ding, ding. Point one.
Good one.
Okay. Question two.
The bad start.
It's all right. It's just a start. So, question two. What colour is Luke Skywalker's lightsaber in Return of the Jedi? Oh. Oh. I don't know.
Oh my god, you actually sound like a cat.
I want a judge's decision on who went first.
Well, Chris, I feel like it was Chewbacca.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Chewbacca.
Okay, you're the
adjudicator.
Yes, so go for it.
Okay.
Go on then, Marcus.
It was green.
Yeah!
Woo!
I was robbed.
You were robbed. You just need to get a faster cat, that's all.
Yeah. It's simple. Just give the cat some cocaine and it'll go faster.
Yeah. Right, question three. Is everyone ready?
Yep.
Okay, what's the name of the green-skinned bounty hunter Han Solo killed in the...
Oh, damn it.
Wow. Okay. Team X-Wing?
Greedo.
Woohoo! Right, 2-1.
She didn't finish the question.
Maddie,
I've got my eyes on you, blurry picture.
Right, okay. Question 4. What was the name of the Rebel ship in Star Wars Rebels?
Meow.
Oh, look at him, Ben's anger. Yeah. Team X-Wing, what is the answer?
I think it's the ghost.
Yeah. Okay. We need like a ta-ding or something sound when you get it right. Yes, it was the ghost. Well done.
2-0.
Yes. Oh, you're drawing.
Come on, Marcus. Right, we've got this.
Right. Question 5. What was Luke Skywalker's original surname?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, you're the adjudicator.
I feel like that was definitely an X-Wing.
Okay.
Is that it?
Shit!
I don't know.
Chris, I know where you live.
You actually do. Where you live. You both knows. Do. Yeah, damn it.
Do you know who's
first? Hey, that's naughty. Okay. I'm going to go X-Wing.
Was it Starkiller?
Yes, good call. So 3-2, okay?
Yep.
So,
come on,
number
Marcus,
6.
We can do it.
God.
I knew it, but they were too quick.
Right, number 6. What planet do Wookiees come from? Chris?
X-Wing again, I think. Sorry, guys.
Okay, well, they can always get it wrong. Got X-Wing, what's the question? What's the answer? What's the question?
It's Kashyyyk with loads of Ks.
No way.
Wow.
No, it's 3 Ys.
2 Ys.
Yeah, I don't think you pronounced it right.
Kashyyyk.
Ben, how would you pronounce this Kashyyyk?
Kashyyyk. Yeah, pretty much the same way as they said it.
Why?
Okay, yeah, we'll give you that one. How about we give both of them that one?
No, it's fine.
No, okay, 14.
No, it's fine, 4-2. Come on, okay. We got this. Come on, Marcus. We need to dominate these guys. Come on.
Possibly my favourite question. Number 7. How many characters' hands does Anakin/Darth Vader cut off throughout the whole entire films? Chewbacca team?
Okay, I'm going to just work this out in my head.
It's going to have to be a countdown, I think.
listen. I'm not typing it into Siri as we speak, or asking Siri as we speak.
Fine.
No,
I'm padding the time.
I am going to say hands. There's 2, 1, 2. Marcus, don't kill me, but 3 hands?
For a bonus point, can you name who?
Ooh, I know.
Oh,
go for it. Same team.
There you go. I will let my colleague tell you who.
Well, first, when it was Anakin, he cut off Count Dooku's hands, and then he cut off Luke's hand in Episode 5.
Correct. There's a third one.
There's a third one. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We knew that. We knew that. We just. We're just
building suspense.
Filling for time. You know, we know exactly who it is. Don't we, Marcus? Yeah, we know exactly.
Oh, I know. Can we get a bonus point if we get it?
Oh,
I think that's fair. I think
are you gonna pinch the bonus point?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Hang on, they're just okay, I don't know. Marcus, you know, we have to hand it over.
No.
No.
Damn it.
Okay, Team X-Wing, for the bonus point.
Mace Windu.
Oh,
yay. Oh, shit, right.
Of course. Oh. Hang on. Isn't he technically Darth Vader at that point?
Yeah, but they said either or.
From all the movies.
Balls. Okay, fine.
Sorry. Right, okay.
Scott, that's 5-3, right?
Yeah, 5-3. Still bring it back, it's fine. Yeah.
How many questions are left?
I can't believe how competitive I'm feeling right now.
Right, question 8. We all know that Jabba the Hutt is a slug-like creature, but what was his original form? That was quick. Okay, Team Chewbacca.
He was a man, and if you watch the sort of the before the special edition was specialized by George Lucas in 1997, you could actually see an actual man, a walking humanoid. And there was a difficult scene because Han Solo walked around the back of him. So in the special edition, they had to make him walk up and over the slug-like tail of...
Oh, yeah, he stood on it, didn't he?
Yeah, and it's really bad. It's really bad.
Wow. Yes. Star Wars trivia, correct.
Correct.
Oh. Can we have Stuart's inquiry, please?
Oh.
Beg your pardon.
In the original theatrical release, that scene wasn't actually in there. It was added in on the remaster, and then the CGI Jabba put on top of the human form.
Yeah, that's right.
My husband, ladies and gentlemen.
He was a human before he was a Jabba the Hutt slug.
But he wasn't there before the remaster.
Oh,
well, how do we rectify it? He was technically there, but he was never shown.
I like this. We'll just grab some popcorn.
Yeah. We'll just let you guys fight it out for a bit. It's fine.
Okay. Are you still giving them the point, yeah?
I think I did points. Did I do points? I can't remember.
I think you did points.
I did points.
Okay. All right. So.
What's the score? What's the score?
Score is 5-4 to X-Wing. Team X-Wing.
Yeah. So Team X-Wing have 5. Team Chewbacca have 4.
Correct.
Come on, Marcus. We can do it.
Question 9. What is blue milk, also known as?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Team Chewbacca.
Go for it, Marcus.
I might be wrong, but isn't it Banfa milk?
Yeah. Nice.
Cool. 5-0. So.
Oh. Okay. 2 questions left, and you're all tied.
How's this going to work? Because we could end up with a tie break now. Because we've done a bonus point.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. Sorry. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the name of the lava planet where Obi-Wan and Anakin... so many noises.
It was definitely a Chewbacca.
Okay.
Whoa. No, it wasn't.
It was Chewbacca.
Guys, I've got to be honest. I heard a stupid sounding aeroplane before.
Really?
I started talking.
Okay, Team X-Wing then.
I heard the X-Wings go first.
Okay. Team X-Wing.
I've got to play fair.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I've got to play fair, Marcus. I'm British, it's what we do. We queue for coffee. We let people go in front of us. We say sorry when we're in the wrong.
I know.
What we do.
Sorry you walked into me. Okay, Team X-Wing.
Mustafar.
Correct. Okay. Right, last one.
Last one.
This is kind of a trivia question, so not quite Star Wars-y, but which 1981 blockbuster features characters from the original trilogy carved onto an ancient...
Okay.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
How did you know that?
I watch trivia videos on YouTube.
Nice.
Raiders of the Lost Ark came out in 1981, so it was a given.
Touché.
Shot in a temple where you can kind of see 3PO and R2-D2 as hieroglyphs.
That's right. That's where they find out where the Ark of the Covenant is buried.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice.
So that's a tie then.
Okay. We've got to do one more question.
Do you have another question?
We don't have another question. We've got to look for another question. Chris, can you think of one? Okay, yeah. We've got to find Star Wars hard question.
Nicola, do you want me to send you one and then you can ask it? Or... No, okay, fine.
How are you guys enjoying those mugs?
They're great, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We sent them to you, remember that? Just remember that.
Oh,
are you trying to bribe after the fact?
That's right, Marcus.
These guys
they are bribing. I'm hearing bribery going on here.
Really crap. Bribery.
Yeah. Who else can send us? Nicola's closing in on a question.
This is going to be the hardest question in the world. Isn't it?
Yeah. No. Well, make sure you get a couple, because if none of us get this one, then we're in trouble.
Okay. This is possibly like the easiest question, but this is the only. Okay. Yeah.
It's
okay.
A time challenge.
It's a time challenge. Yeah. So, right, are you ready?
No.
Absolutely not.
What did the Lars family farm?
Now.
Oh.
Go for it.
Moisture.
Yeah.
Moisture farmers.
Running around our living room. 7-6
to Team X-Wing.
Yes, well done, Team X-Wing, well done.
I feel like I should highlight, whilst we're Team X-Wing, Dave answered every single one of those questions and I contributed nothing but abuse towards him.
Well, I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, that happened.
Nice. So we might have some prizes for this, possibly.
Really? Okay.
Oh, what?
I should have been told in advance.
I didn't realise we were playing for prizes. God damn it, Marcus, we suck.
Hey, it was a close game.
It was a close game.
To be fair. Touché to all involved.
Yes, well done.
Yes, well done.
Yeah, well done.
A round of applause.
I'm rolling my eyes and clapping for you guys.
Oh, slow clap. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Never and happy Star Wars Day.
Yes.
Happy Star Wars Day. May the Force be with you. All of
the 5th tomorrow.
Very nice.
Wow.
Okay, guys. Thanks very much for having me on. It was brilliant. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
That was good.
Have a great evening. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Marcus. Good game, mate.
Yeah, it was fun.
God, I love that guy. Bye, all.
Bye.
See ya.
So thank you very much for listening. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like to send us any listener questions or any feedback or any stories, then how do they go about contacting us then, Chris?
You can contact us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook @WeHaveAHulkPod. You can also email us any stories or complaints at WeHaveAHulkPod@gmail.com.
Also, if you're feeling very nice, you can leave us an iTunes review.
Yeah, 5 stars, please.
Yes, please. That would be very nice. Thank you very much for a shout out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you once again for listening, and we hope to see you next time.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of the GWW Radio Network. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Also, check out Geeks Worldwide at thegww.com for all the latest news, reviews, and opinions on video games, comics, movies, TV, cosplay, and more. Geeks, assemble!